Hey girls, welcome to Girl How, the ultimate podcast to solve all your girl problems.
This is Fazana, a law graduate and a digital creator.
And this is Sarobi, a student and a blogger. Listen to the whole of today's podcast to ensure that you are the best girl boss that you can be. In this episode, we'll be chatting all about modeling is not a career. Nowadays, we can see that in social media, especially on places like Instagram and, you know, even in, Twitter or YouTube, you might see a lot of people actually start, you know, making channels or making accounts based on modeling, based on promoting their life, promoting themselves and promoting their lifestyle. And nowadays, that specific, you know, some people now have this career path which they identify as modeling, and a lot of people now call themselves as models, and that's how they make their money and how they afford all their luxuries. And this can somehow be tempting to a lot of young people and teenagers who think that, oh, you know, I can just become a model. If I don't want to study or if I don't want to go on to do university, I can just do modeling and I'll be fine, I can afford everything. But is that really an option? Is modeling truly a career path? We're going to be discussing that in today's debate. And in this podcast episode, of course, make sure to read the disclaimer in the description box below as it relates to every single podcast episode of this series, including this one. So without any further ado, for this statement or for this debate, the statement is modeling is not a career. And for this debate, I will be for the statement modeling is not a career, and my sister will be against the statement. So without any further ado, I'm going to start this time for modeling is not a career. And without any further ado, we're going to get the timer started right now. So the first point that I would say about why modeling is not a career is because I believe that modeling doesn't actually require any skills or qualifications. And the best way to really put it forward is actually from this TED talk that I watched about how looks aren't everything. Believe me, I'm a model, if you want to check that TED talk out. But essentially, there's a TED talk about this model who was saying how for modeling, for example, even if you've had 10 years of modeling experience and you wanted to apply for a job such as even in retail, the only thing that you're going to have on your CV as past experience or your history is that you did modeling for 10 years. But is that really a viable, you know, is that really a viable skill to have that, oh, I've modeled for 10 years? That's not really a good skill or qualification. What did you really learn from it? Some might argue that, oh, I learned how to, I don't know, manage my time because I went to work every day. But you didn't have to, for example, communicate with that many people, usually only communicating with the photographer, and everyone kind of tells you what to do. Like, they'll put the makeup on your face, they will, you know, do costume. And especially if you're like an Instagram influencer and you do everything yourself at home, you don't need to communicate, you don't need to learn how to work in a team, you're not selling anything, you're not learning persuasion skills, you're literally not learning anything, and you don't really have any skills and qualifications. And it's so easy to start nowadays that so many people now make their own Instagram accounts and they start modeling themselves, and that just shows how easy it is. And not everything easy is good. In fact, majority of things that are good in this life are hard to do, which is why not everyone can be successful. So I would definitely say that I think that this is honestly something that you have to understand, that modeling does not require any skills or qualifications. And this can be shown by how you can't even put anything on your CV. Even retail shops, if you go to like Tesco's or your Target, if you're in America, they're going to be like, oh, I did modeling for 10 years. They're going to be like, how is that going to help me for you to be a retail associate? So that just shows how modeling is not a career path.
Okay, and hello everyone. I'm going to be starting off with my first point that is going to be disagreeing with Sarobi's one right here. And the first thing that I would like to say is that, of course, there are certain kinds of jobs that need certain level of skills. For example, if you're a fireman, you need a certain level of skill, certain level of stamina. You need to look after your body to make sure that, obviously, if you're an overweight person, for example, you cannot be eligible to become a fireman, for example. Or if you're an air hostess, you need to be in a certain weight, shape and all those kind of things, a height and all those kind of things to be qualified as a air hostess. But when it comes to modeling, I think that the main skill that you require as a model is to make sure that you can look after yourself and your appearance really, really well. And that's something that not everybody is blessed with, I know, and something that you need to work on every single time before you go for shoots and everything, because obviously modeling is also a career because you need to look after yourself in appearance. That's a really important thing. So not everybody can do it. And especially if you're somebody who's a model, is not a model, you will see the mate, you will see the difference in how they carry themselves, how they take care of themselves, however they what kind of products they use and so on. There's a certain level of intellect and certain level of skill set there as well that you need to take care of. Because for example, I am an ordinary girl who just, you know, graduated and stuff. I do not really have any kind of, you know, a set level of skincare routine or a very fancy type of a spa routine that I have to go to every single week to make sure that I look in a certain way every single time I go for a photo shoot. But for example, somebody who's maybe called Charlotte and she's a model, she might have to do that every single week or every single month. She has to take care of her nails, her toes, and all those kind of things. So that requires a level of self-care and skills as well to make sure, because at some point, some girls will give up taking care of themselves, and let's be honest, and models cannot do that, which is why I feel like that's a skill set. And I did not finish my point, but I'm going to say briefly, which is that also to get a job, sometimes you need good looks, and that really does help. And that's what models can do.
That is very interesting you said that in the last few seconds, because I'll be discussing that. But to counter argue what your point is, the fact that when you said about how it's a commitment or it's something that you have to do every week to go to the spa or salon and, you know, take care of yourself and look after your exercise or skincare. First of all, I think that you can honestly learn how to do that even through YouTube. Like, there are so many videos out there, like, oh, your exercise routine, skincare routine. And it's actually very easy to replicate that. And so many people have, you know, improved themselves and glowed up simply by doing it at home. And secondly, is that majority of people will do it for you. So if you're a model, people will literally clean your nails for you. If you are a model, someone will do your makeup for you. You don't have to learn how to do makeup. Everything will be done for you at your disposal. And how is that hard work? Like, it's not, for example, you know, becoming an engineer where you have to learn formulas, or it's not becoming a lawyer where you have to, like, you know, go through many years of schooling, and, you know, or even medicine where you have to read many books, memorize a lot of information. It's not like that. So I think that, in fact, modeling is actually a luxury, because you get to really have people take care of you every single week without you having to do anything. And honestly, you're the one getting paid. So you're looking good and you're getting paid to look good. So honestly, I don't see what's wrong with that. And it's actually very luxurious. And speaking about the thing about how you said about, oh, like, if you look good, actually people are going to give you jobs. That's actually where it comes to pretty privilege, because in the specific TED talk that is by Cameron Russell, she actually discussed how a lot of people think that looks matter, which is absolutely true. She said herself that looks can be a privilege. But at the same time, what a lot of people don't realize, that some people realize, or they start thinking that if they didn't have their looks, how would they be treated? And they start really doubting themselves that they only are getting treated nicely because of their looks. And that can actually be very degrading, because then a lot of models get insecure that, oh, if I lose my looks, then no one's going to like me anymore. And actually, that can be very, very harmful to your self-worth, to your self-respect. So actually, I think that is something that you need to look at as well.
I think that, yeah, that's true, that, you know, models can, like, get a certain level of insecurity, because let's say if they were ugly, then how would they be perceived and so on. That's absolutely fine. That's a very justified thought to have as a normal human being. But I feel like if you're going to be spending your day just thinking about, oh yeah, if you didn't have this looks, then how would people be treating me? I think that's just a waste of time, honestly, because whatever you're born with, you should be embracing that anyway, regardless of if you have a high cheekbones or a high waist or whatever, or big stuff and so on. So it's very important that you give yourself that reassurance, that confidence in yourself, and have the mindset that no matter what I have is good, and that's absolutely fine. And I think that with the privilege, you know what, you cannot really control that. The only thing you can do is just enhance it the best as possible. And some people really learn about themselves and go ahead and make sure they know what looks best on them, what hairstyle, what skincare, what makeup looks, and so on. So that's a really good thing to have a knowledge on, because it also boosts your self-confidence every time you go out, and just not for models. And at the same time, I feel like, yes, sometimes, you know, getting the job is much easier when you have a pretty smile or a pretty eyes or a nice waist or whatever. So you should be taking everything as an advantage. I think that whatever advantageous things you have in you, you should use that. And if that means becoming a model and, you know, earning good a lot of money by doing that, by just showing your body and just posing in a different way, I think that's a really relaxing job as well, because you don't have to do much except just posing and trying on new clothes and nice makeup. And you also get to go on runways where there might be Ralph Lauren, Dolce & Gabbana, Louis Vuitton, and all these kind of people. So you can interact with all these people, and at the same time, people are going to be looking at you and thinking that you're a very famous model. So that can be a really good career perspective as well. So I don't see anything wrong in models embracing this career and it becoming a something that they want to do for the rest of their life. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that, especially when they're young.
So first of all, I have to say that, you know, you said about, oh, you know, you shouldn't be wasting your time thinking about your pretty privilege. But I think that personally, you need to understand that there are a lot of people out there who, of course, we're very grateful for our privileges. Like, for example, like for both of us right now, we live in a very nice city. We're very privileged about it. But the only way change can happen is by thinking about how about those people who don't have what we have. So, for example, we would never give to charity if we didn't think about those poor people who don't have what we have. So we actually need to really be aware of our privileges so that we can give back to those people who don't have those privileges. So what Cameron Russell was doing in the TED Talk was to actually say that, oh, like, you know, I need to think about all the girls who want to be models, but why do they want to go into modeling? You know, it's not really a good career option. It's not really a career path. So I think what we're really trying to say here is that you do need to think about your privilege, and it's not about you being ungrateful for them, like, oh, you know, I shouldn't have been pretty. Obviously, that's not what Cameron is trying to say. She's trying to say that looks itself, it doesn't matter in the whole run about your identity. You know, a lot of models or a lot of people, like especially teenagers now, who think that, oh, I'm going to go on Instagram, I'm going to become a model. They think that looks are the only thing that's going to help them in their life, and they feel like they can't build any of a skill set. Like, for example, if they're good looking, why do they need to go and study? But what they don't realize is that studying itself is very powerful, and your looks to the end of the day are temporary. After some time, all models actually retire. And like, for example, even with footballers, they retire quicker than, for example, doctors or engineers who, like, you know, would go on to retire after a very long time. So my point for these 2 minutes is very, very quickly that for modeling, there is a very low success rate. And usually, even though the trends are always changing, even in the TED Talk, she mentioned how, I would say, I think she said around 80 to 90% of models are always tall, white females who have a skinny waist and have slender figures. And that's usually 80% of how models look. So it has a very low success rate, but young people that nowadays do not understand. They think that, oh, anyone's going to be accepted. Let me just go and start modeling on Instagram. That's not true. That's not how it works.
Okay, so you said about the point about, of course, there might be a low success rate for someone who is, let's say, the opposite of what you just described, but that now the industry is becoming much more wider, much more open, and they're allowing many people of different types and shapes to actually come and become the runway models and so on. So we're not going to talk into that because that's just happening already anyway, as we see all of the shops and we go around and we see all these different kinds of models and so on in the photographs. So that's it. And the number two thing that I would like to say about what you said before is that you said how, you know, that for girls, their looks shouldn't become their identity and so on. I think that's not true, because I think that in the same way for men, wealth is a very, very important part of their identity, how much wealth they have and how much they can afford, what are the things they can afford, whatever they can buy and so on, gives them that status that, yeah, this is a rich man and he can afford me whatever I want. I can do whatever I want with my money and so on. It gives them that identity of a very high value, or not high value, but high quality man who can afford anything. He has a very high status. But in the same way for a woman, I feel like looks is a very important part. And the more prettier you are, the better it is for you, because that means you're going to get more advantages and people are more likely to help you. People are more likely to like you and so on. So if a person who is really good looking and they become a model and they see many people approaching them or maybe liking them and so on, that's a really good way for them to become a really, you know, a really famous model and stuff. So I think that it should be part of your identity. Of course, it doesn't become your whole identity, but it becomes a very big part of your identity. They're a very good looking girl who's smart and also can model. And that doesn't mean that also that, you know, those models who are running on the runways and so on, they're also like dumb or they're not smart or they're not good at maths, for example, or physics. So we don't know the background. We just know that they can walk really nicely on the runway and they can wear these nice clothes and just show us what they're made of and all those kind of things. So I think that's very, very important that we also understand that some models do transition to movies, like in Hollywood and Bollywood and so on. So it's a very well-paid job.
Okay, but I think that I understand what you're trying to say, but I think that the thing that I really want to is that modeling is actually a path that is, yes, dependent on looks, but there are almost two streams of thought. What I'm trying to say in this podcast episode is that teenagers think nowadays that, oh, if I look good, then I can just become a model and I don't need to go on to university. I don't need to study. I don't need to get good grades. Who cares? I just open my Instagram account, I'll become a model. But the thing that they don't understand is that, number one, modeling has a lot of luck based on it and a lot of genetics. So, as again, referring to the TED talk, she said how it was a privilege that she did, well, she was born as a tall white female who had a slender figure. And, you know, that's what was considered beautiful in society, even though, of course, we know beauty is subjective and that everyone is beautiful in their own way. So the fact that she actually appreciated that she had this privilege is very, very important, because a lot of models, they don't want to do that. And to teenagers, I want to just say that, you know, it's okay. Obviously, if you are not tall and white and slender, that doesn't mean that you're not beautiful. Of course, you're still beautiful. But what I'm trying to say is that modeling does is a, they have a very bad industry. And that's what the model was also trying to say, that as soon as, for example, they will gain 2 or 3 kilograms of weight, they almost are considered ugly straight away, because that's how the industry makes them to be. Like, for example, imagine a photographer comes up to you every time you have a shoot and they weigh you, and then you're like, oh my God, how did you gain 2 kilograms? You stop eating those crisps, stop eating those chocolates. And you know, that's very detrimental to your mental health. So a lot of people don't realize the industry behind modeling and how it's a very unstable career path, and it's based a lot on looks, which is actually genetics. A lot of it comes from genetics. Like, it's not your fault if you're not born as a tall white girl. And it doesn't mean that you're not beautiful, but the modeling industry is very toxic and is very, very harmful to mental health. And that's what a lot of girls who are from the outside, they think, they see these luxurious models, they think that, oh, they're having the best life, but actually they're not. And also, being a model in itself, all it does is it degrades your mental health, but it's not teaching you any skills. That's essentially what I'm trying to say.
Okay. And you know how you said at the beginning how, you know, models are not... Nowadays girls just see these models and they think that, oh yeah, I'm so good looking, I can become a model and stuff. I don't really agree with that, but at the same time I do, and that's absolutely fine, because some girls are not just born to become doctors, engineers or lawyers, and that's absolutely fine. Not everybody's going to become a certain level of jobs, or they're not going to fall into those kind of jobs, because not everyone is made for that. Some people are just born to become models, some people are just born to become doctors or lawyers or engineers, and that's absolutely fine, because if everyone became a doctor or a lawyer or an engineer, then we will not have any models, we will not have any billboards, we will not have anyone showing off how the product does look, the product looks on the skin, if there was not a model sitting there and, you know, just patiently waiting for the makeup artist to put on all of the stuff on her face. So it's very important that we do embrace the fact that everybody has their own job, everybody has their own journey, and it doesn't really mean that just because you're a model now and not a doctor, it means that, you know, you're worthless or you don't have a career, because that's just boring. You don't have that reputation basically behind you. In the same way, we would never consider a housewife versus a doctor who is a female and she's a working mother basically, or let's say less valuable than someone who is a doctor, for example, a housewife, for example. So it's very important that we do embrace everyone's personal choices and everyone's personal journey in terms of career-wise. Sometimes, as I said before, very briefly, that sometimes some of these models are so good-looking and so privileged that what they do, they become actresses or even singers, and they basically do all kinds of things, and they become a polymath in a way, because then they start producing more content in terms of lyrics, music, they become their own directors of their own movies and so on. So it's very important that we do not judge all models as thinking that they're very basically empty-headed and they're not very studious, or they have no knowledge, or they're not really smart academically and so on. And that will be my 2 points, I mean 2 minute point.
So I think that I understand that, you know, what you said, and I do agree to a certain extent that you said that, oh, like, you know, you can't do modeling doesn't mean that all the models will be, you know, not intellectually capable. And I hope I didn't make it out to be like that. Like, that was not my intention. But at the same time, I have to say that modeling is a lot based on luck. And I think that what I'm trying to say is that many teenagers, as I already mentioned before, they are almost thinking that everyone can be a model, or if they don't think that, they think that, oh, I'm good looking, so I can be a model. But what I'm trying to say is the modeling industry is not that good for you, and it's not going to be something that's long term. Whilst if you see other careers such as, you know, becoming a CEO or becoming an entrepreneur, these are more long term. Of course, every career has risks and every career has its own difficulties. But with modeling, you are going to harm yourself more than get benefits. That's essentially what I'm trying to say. And my point for these 2 minutes, which is my last point for this podcast, is actually about modeling is also a lot about how many connections you have. And I think that, of course, this doesn't necessarily go with acting industry, but we know that modeling and acting can have some links. But it's like, for example, if you see the Bollywood industry nowadays, a lot of the actresses and actors that are coming out now, they are actors and actresses simply because their parents are directors or actors themselves. And that is known as nepotism. So essentially, that's when you are handed a role or when you get a specific career path because your parents had the same thing. And I think that that's what's happening in modeling. It's also about how many connections you have or what you can do for the people in the industry. Like, you know, if, for example, I'm not even going to get into it, but if you can do certain things for people, like the employers, then they're going to be like, okay, fine, I'll hire you for this shoot. So it is a very toxic industry, and I don't want girls thinking that this is a good career path, because it's not. It's not a good career path because there's so many things that's hidden behind this and depends a lot on luck. So that's why it's very, very risky to get into this. And I know that not everyone can become a doctor, but there are so many other career paths out there. I would much rather you go into those career paths than go into modeling.
Okay, that's absolutely fine. And that's a valid concern for anyone who has never been in the industry or does not know any whereabouts about that. But I would say that all these people who are, you know, producing nepotistic kids and all those kind of things, one of them out of their whole entire family, like years ago, had to set their foot down in the industry, and that's how they made a living, and that's how they ended up making a production company, and they became famous, and now they're producing these nepotistic kids, right? But that would have never happened if one person in their generation years ago or something, centuries ago, didn't set the foot down in the industry. So it's very important that we become risk takers, and we just don't think that the industry is a very whole toxic place where, you know, you're going to get abused and everything. So it's very important that you don't think everyone's journey, again, is the same. At the same time, I feel like you need to set your foot down in the industry. You need to become self-made. There are some actors who started off as models and then television actors or soap opera actors, and then they transition into becoming movie, Hollywood, or really big award-winning, Oscar-winning type of actors and actresses. So it's very important that we don't judge everyone's journey as becoming that is going to be very abusive and toxic in the beginning. So I'm not even going to try, because sometimes most of the women who go into the industry, they don't most of the time face any kind of like that. It's just the one or two cases that comes up every year, and then they say that, yeah, I was abused by this person because of this reason, because I wanted this role, or maybe this audition, or I wanted this movie, and so on. So we cannot be judging everyone's journey as the same, as I said before. And I just think that modeling is still a career that women can choose, and they can take on the advantage of the looks, especially if they're very young girls, for example, 15, 16 years old, who can start very early. And then they can actually do this for the next 20, 30 years, because women stay young for a pretty long time, and they can look after themselves really well, especially if they get wealthy with all the treatments and they get all the support they need. So I still think modeling is still a career.
So that was our debate on modeling is not a career, and hopefully this was actually a very informative and very interesting or insightful podcast episode. We really hope that you have enjoyed, and of course make sure to definitely let us know on Spotify what you thought about this topic, and if you have any other topic suggestions that we can make debates on. But that was essentially our debate on modeling is not a career.
We really hope they have enjoyed today's podcast episode.
If you're excited for our future episodes, make sure to subscribe or follow our podcast platforms currently on Spotify, Anchor, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts.
You can also check out our website, surbiscribbles.com, for extra tips and tricks from us.
Thank you for tuning in, and we'll hopefully see you next time.